Let's get the Block Club Chicago report from Seamus Toomey. And in Edgewater, is this landmark building going to survive, Seamus?
Good morning, Bob. That's a real good question. We're talking about the Epworth United Methodist Church at the Bryn Mawr and Kenmore Avenues. It's been there for 130 years, and the church just had its very last service on Sunday. They're selling the building, and the plan right now is to probably knock it down and turn it into the block full of condos. And the neighbors are really fighting hard to stop it. If you look at the pictures of it, it sits on an entire city block. It's made of it's a completely stone church with a big steeple out front. It's really sort of a beacon in the neighborhood. And it's built on a sand foundation, so there are some issues about the basement sinking and whether it could be salvaged. But after the developers applied for a permit on Friday, the alderman up there, Harry Osterman, said he's going to do everything in his power. He's going to try to get landmark status on to approve it. I think the goal here is I don't think they're going to get a church back in there anytime soon, but the goal would be to maybe to use some kind of adaptive reuse of it where they put homes in there or turn it into a community center. But we'll keep tabs on it. 130-year-old church, so they're really trying to keep it in the neighborhood and you know, say we don't need more condos in that neighborhood.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea. The South Side is going to have mini golf pretty soon. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is a fun one. This is Douglas Park, in the North Lawndale neighborhood. It had this old mini golf course that sat unused for decades. They let some kids and students in the neighborhood redesign it, and they turned it into a whole bird themed mini golf course. It's back up. It's opening again for the season June 4th. And the news from this is they went through the opening year last year, but now they decided they really need a concession stand and some picnic areas and patio areas so families can really make a day of it. So they got a grant from the Mars Wrigley to build a concession stand. It's being built right now. It should open a little bit after when the mini golf opens June 4th. So, yeah, if you're looking for it to try out this is a bird-themed mini golf course. If you want to try it, it's in Douglas Park, opening in a couple weeks.
So will they have a windmill with birds on it? you got to have a windmill.
You got to have a windmill, right, and you got to shoot between the wings or something like that. Yeah, it's pretty cool, and it's it's got all different colors as well. It's not all green. It's got the Smurf turf. It's got the salmon-colored turf. It's pretty striking.
And up north this weekend on Clark Street, the Renegade Craft Fair. Tell us about this.
Right. They were trying to bring this. Yeah, this is really a huge craft fair. It used to be in the Pilsen neighborhood. They wanted to move it to Andersonville a couple years ago. Got scuttled the last couple seasons, but they're back. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 6, on Clark Street between Bryn Mawr and Edgewater Avenues, which is basically the north side of Andersonville. 250 artists, 180 vendor booths. It's all free. There's going to be bars and food trucks. So if the weather holds, it sounds like it's going to be quite a party on Clark Street, which is already kind of a party every day of the week. But Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be a little extra. Don't try to drive through it.
Yeah. Sunday is supposed to be dry, so that should be fun. Clark Street between Bryn Mawr and Edgewater Avenue, Saturday and Sunday, 11 until 6. More at blackclubchicago.org. Thank you, Seamus Toomey. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.